is a KTCK sports presentation.
Yeah, and Ken Barnett's still there, bless his heart. He's still hanging in there, the last of the
But you hate him, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
I like Ken Barnett. Great guy. He is awesome.
You sleep with him?
No.
Fair question.
No,
not a fair question.
Snake. No.
Not a fair question.
You know he's right, Corby.
I've slept with Reiner.
Did you? I figured that you were asking him about.
I didn't think I got my job.
He has not.
You asked him where your prostate was, not that you're going to ask him to show you.
Well, I wouldn't mind it. A little show and tell. All right.
What is this? This is what makes me laugh. What is this music?
Well, listen to it. What do you think?
It sounds like you.
It is me. I love Cream. It is me, Barb.
Barb, you like Cream?
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
3, 2, and 1. Kick it.
Is the time. 21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks. And good day to the remainder of America as well. It is Wednesday. It is game night at the big arena in downtown Dallas.
The big arena to the north of us, I believe.
That's right.
North of us?
It is to the north of us. It is game four tonight of the Stars playoff series with the Snowball from Colorado. And that will take place over at the American Airlines Center. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, man, that's so cool. I'm going to the game, and I can't wait. But there's just one thing. I really wish that I had a place to get my head right with it all prior to the game. Well, we have the solution to that, boys and girls, because today we are emanating live from Hooters in the West End.
Oh, yeah.
And I can scarcely think, thank you. Can scarcely think of a better place than that to get your head right for hockey tonight.
Why not give us a shot? Why not come by here and give us a chance?
Right.
If we can't feed you some hot wings, some cold beer.
Not to mention the fabulous Hooters girls.
Right, right.
Now, in addition to that, it's triple play night out here at Hooters. And I believe we're giving someone that very unusual opportunity to register and possibly win a 51-inch big-screen HD TV, which will be given away later on this month at a P1 Wild Ass Circus remote. So you can come in here, you can do that. We also have a pair of Stars playoff tickets for tonight's game. Those will go to the girl with the biggest jugs. Now, as if all that weren't enough to get you out here, the Jack Daniel's Cup Victory Tour has made its way around to Hooters in the West End, and I can scarcely think of anyone better than to come out here and celebrate Charity Challenge on Ice, even though that was, what, 3 weeks ago now, some such?
Yes.
I can scarcely think of anyone better to get out here and stand next to the cup and talk to you, the P1, assuming, of course, he'll do it, which we know darn good and well he won't, than Giorgio.
Jub-Jub, he's going to be here. From 4 to 6, I believe.
Yeah,
right.
Is that correct?
Right.
George Dunham.
What's the deal? Does Junior Miller, does he just not want to celebrate the victory?
I don't think the victory really meant very much to Junior Miller.
What meant a lot to George? Miller. George has been out to a couple of these. This will be his third one. Junior Miller hadn't made a one. What's the deal, George? Is Junior embarrassed of his victory?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what
the
it
losers.
Is.
Craig's lazy.
All I know
is... a little strange to you?
Craig doesn't leave his house unless he absolutely has to.
Well, that's a good plan. Yeah. I don't either.
Well, I pretty much don't either, I guess.
Well, if you'd like to come out here and see it and see how quickly George blows you off...
When's he coming out?
4.
That's wonderful.
Then I guess you can come out here and do that. You can also register to win a chance to sit ringside with Junior and George and watch both of them totally ignore you at Celebrity Boxing at Lone Star Park on May 6th. That'll be guys' night out.
Wonder if Junior will show up for that.
Well, we all know how quickly they like, you know, how quickly and how often they try to get out of that when it rolls around.
Right. Legitimate question.
Right. So, we got all that
going on.
Junior
Miller or Fernando? That's a legitimate question.
No, it's not.
That's a legitimate question. What you think, Ron?
Junior Miller is. By far.
Legitimate question.
By far.
Did you guys have fun last night?
Where were we last night?
You were at the Dallas Observer Music Awards banquet and festivities.
I showed up drunk.
Yeah, you were pretty loaded.
I was. So I guess I did. Did I cause tension with anybody last night?
I don't think so. I don't think you did. Was he...
I don't think
clear of controversy?
Well, no, I don't think the reggae guy took kindly to me.
When you said that reggae is dead in Dallas?
Yes, that's right.
As he's accepting his reggae award?
I don't think he appreciated that much, but I guess I was fairly subdued after that.
Hopefully he enjoyed my joke after he walked off that I traded him a trophy for an ounce.
I think we all pissed somebody off.
Probably
so. The Hooters girls weren't real...
You know, I guess we're going to get into this later, but why do you have to curse when you're up there?
I didn't.
Really?
You said tease.
Twice. It's so give up for you to go up there and drop an F-bomb or a T-bomb. God.
I think it's great that you can go up there and cuss and nobody knows it because nobody's paying attention to you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the truth.
All right, well, we'll have some more on that later on in the presentation today. We will also have entertainment news for you about 4:30 or so. At some point, the Cowboys 2004 schedule is going to come out.
And you're going to hear it here first.
And we will be taking a look at that.
Nobody's going to have it before us, Ron. Did you know that?
No, I didn't
know that. Nobody. We're going to have it first. You know why? Because we are live and local.
Every time we say that, somebody always does have stuff before us.
You know what? We'll just tell everybody we had it first, and they'll believe us.
Probably was announced on ESPN News about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll say we're first.
At 5:10, there will be a funny bit. So, stand by for that. But up next, the Rangers dug into a very, very deep ditch last night and almost dug out of it. We'll take a look at what happened to them as they opened a series with the Swingin' A's next here on The Ticket.